The aging punk
complains, the raging drunks in pain.
Hello.
Wow.
Here we are.
We're back.
Once again.
Once again.
Welcome back.
Hello.
Yeah.
To the aging punks complain.
What was that?
The aging punks complain. Why did it come out like that?
I don't know, bro. Don't ask me, bro.
Punks complain.
Back again.
I'm the best host, Raymond Strife.
That's fucked up. It's not even right.
There's another host. Drawing a blank.
Wow. They call me Bella Mozzarella in the streets.
In the streets.
Yeah, man.
And Hell they yeah. call him Derek Smackland in the sheets.
Or Eric, or I don't know what names I'm using now.
Eric, so. Derek, Barrick. I think they're all pretty good names.
What's up, dog?
What up, man?
How's your day?
What did I do? I got a sleeve designed. We didn't even start it. We just had to get the design figured out. It's crazy.
That was your whole day?
It wasn't the whole day. I mean, it was a few hours.
Right. And then you built a submarine.
Yeah.
A working like active what nuclear submarine.
Oh, I had to take a picture of one of Josh's prints so he can, or one of his paintings so we can get prints made of it.
That's pretty cool.
Josh Adair.
Yep.
Shout out. Yeah, I had a decent day. It was kind of long.
Nobody asked.
Yeah, I asked myself and answered my own question.
It's good for you to vent.
Yeah, this weekend I got stuck in a Ferris wheel for 6 hours. It was fucking insane.
Nice.
And, I haven't showered in like 5 days, so I'm doing pretty well.
Were you at least able to go on your phone while you're stuck on there? No,
I threw it off.
Oh, wow.
And then I went crazy, bro. It was nuts. How
I
are you,
heard
Ray?
About that.
Yeah?
I heard all about that.
Dude.
Was it on the news? That sounds like it'd be on the news or something.
Yeah, but then the news canceled. They just got canceled,
they
man.
Canceled?
It's crazy.
They canceled the news?
Yes.
Nothing happened.
That was a bad episode, I guess.
Yeah, they interviewed me and I like yelled fuck really loud. And then they canceled it. So they got me out eventually. I made it here. How you doing, Ray?
That's great.
You ever been on the news?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, once I was on the news. I got in this big fight on Hamilton Street, on or Hamilton Ave in New Brunswick. And it's Hamilton Street? I don't remember. And there was like, it was like 40 people fighting. And there was like 1,000 people watching because it was Saturday night. And the cops came in riot gear. And it was fucking nuts.
You're like an extra, kind of.
I got two one-hit like knockouts that night.
You weren't a main character. You're a main character?
Yeah, I was a main character night. I got 2 running start one-hit knockouts on these big dudes. These dudes were stomping me out earlier, which was even better. Because the one dude was like laid out by somebody else, and I ran up on him, and he was like, no, please. And he knew exactly who the fuck I was because he was just kicking me in the face. And damn. I just fucking hit him with the uppercut, full running force, and he was out like a fucking light.
What a way to start this.
And then there was,
it's fine.
Sorry
keep
to
going.
Our guest, but
keep
this
going.
Is
going
to go for one more second.
Keep going.
And then you end up getting 3 stars and then 4 stars. And all the cops showed.
Yo, the cops were swinging batons. And it was so fucking funny because my cousin Eric was just trying to break it up. He wasn't fighting anyone. And he was like, guys, please stop. And the cop came over and whacked him with a baton right in the fucking elbow. It right. swelled up so big.
Well, we have a guest though.
Oh,
too.
True. Yes.
I forgot about that.
Yes.
Started. Good friend of mine. Good friend of everyone, really, because he's the sweetest guy pretty much that's ever existed. Green Rob. Welcome.
Hi. I've been trying so hard not to laugh.
No, you don't have to hide your laughter.
Wait, well, you said not to say anything.
You can get a little closer to the mic though.
Okay, about here.
Every time I see this guy, he's fresh to the tens.
Oh, thanks.
Always styling.
Absolutely.
I don't like this hat. I like the design on the hat. I got it from the I ordered it from the Chinatown ice cream shop in New York.
Cool.
But it's got a weird print on it, and then like I put it on my head, and I feel like it looks weird.
Can I see?
Yeah.
Can I see it? I want to see what it looks like and on your head.
Yeah, so there's the design. That's like their mascot.
It's got like a green dragon. Kind of looks like Bowser eating rice.
Thank you. I got that.
No problem.
He also got a sweet Sega Dreamcast shirt on too.
Kind of weird.
It's not the best fit.
Yeah, exactly.
I hats like that on the wrist.
I'll go closer. Okay, sorry. See, I don't have the headphones on, so I can't. There we go. That's
there we
better.
Go.
That's why take the signal. Headphones off. Good. Why can't we hear you?
This is the equivalent of not wearing glasses and then putting glasses on for your ears.
That's pretty true. Yeah, I wear glasses. So much I can relate to that.
This is a cool hat, though. I get why you bought it.
Yeah.
Hats are tough.
It fit me a little better, but that's whatever.
Any time I order a hat, I don't like the way it fits. But if I buy it in the store.
Big I have so head. Many stupid hats.
Yeah, I have a big fucking head, dude.
Your head's on
what do you want from me?
Every fitted I get, I have to put it to the biggest fucking thing to fit on my giant ass head.
Yeah, the snapback. Yeah. It's I relate.
Incredible. What are we complaining about tonight?
Oh yeah, so, these are $4 from the flea market. I gotta explain.
His Columbus flea market.
His unmarked hats. Yeah, he has to wear
blank like fitted that. Hat. I really like
no that. Affiliation.
It's $4.
Are you gonna put anything on it?
Nah, I never do.
Okay,
Derek Smith.
He's gonna tattoo a hat.
I probably should put someone.
He'll be goddamned if he's gonna advertise for someone on his precious head.
I probably should.
Did anybody ever call you Eric Smackdown?
No.
Not yet.
Are the hats lined with tinfoil?
They should be.
To I keep the CIA out.
Yeah.
He's getting ready for June 1st. I saw a big sign the other day that says, like, coming June 1st. And I'm like, oh my God, how'd they know?
All right, we cut
Donald
off the
Trump's
topic.
Donald Trump's going to send a text to you.
Yeah,
your
I
phone.
Know. You cut me off.
Yeah, I cut it off.
Yeah, thanks. I say one thing one Perfect. Time. Green?
Okay. So I had an idea, and then I thought of a broader version of my idea. Mm. So do you want me to hit you with both of them?
Let's go broad.
Okay, go with the broader one.
Yeah, if I don't like it, I'll tell you what to do next.
And then we'll make it compact. Once he says it, we can't take it back.
Yeah, dick fuck, we'll figure it out. Okay. Go ahead, Rob.
What is going on here tonight?
So let him talk. I hate when mom and dad fight.
Yeah.
Whoops.
So I feel like every hobby has people in it that suck ass.
Mm.
And I wanted to talk about that. Maybe just hobbies.
Like gatekeeping and hobbies.
Gatekeeping and hobbies. Awful people and hobbies. Just hobbies.
Do you have like a specific one on the
gaming?
Top of the
dome? Is it gaming?
Yeah. Okay. I was gonna say gamers, but I feel like that's like too. That's too.
No, I like the broad one because we can.
Everybody can relate.
We all have
to
our
it.
Own experiences. Yeah, from other
for
subjects.
Sure. Good, I mean, I think we can all call. Relate as well. Like hobbies, we all do music shit. Like we can all relate to like the elitist pieces of shit that ruin everything for us.
Everything I do as an extracurricular has this type of shit in it.
Yeah,
so I get that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I like my big two are video games and music, and I hate people in both much.
So what do you think? What do you think that's about? Like, are you talking about like when people are gamers, they're just like yelling racist shit all the time?
Yeah. First of all, I hate telling people I play video games for that reason.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want people to think I'm that guy. Like, you know, right. I feel like you look up like gamers or whatever, you hear PewDiePie saying the N-word.
Right.
And then you get the Hard Times article where it says PewDiePie accidentally put on an entire Klan outfit for a stream.
Yo, I posted
and then people
that.
Will think that's real.
I posted that one time, or somebody posted that. They're like, he did this. I said, that is satire. And they're like, he's wearing it in the picture. And I was like, it's Photoshop, dude. It's satire. It's a Hard Times article.
It's probably, that was real.
It's probably a QAnon guy.
It's a real picture.
Fuck you. Yikes.
Oh, and this is, I heard this is the first time we have beers on the podcast.
Yep.
Is it?
Yep.
I finished mine already.
I probably had one before on here.
Well, I was going to an AA meeting.
I guess
after
the first
this,
time
so
we all had them
it.
At the same time.
Maybe collectively it's the first time.
I've never drank
and
a beer
drinking,
on
and
the
it's
podcast
Corona.
Before,
oh, I
too,
have. So. This isn't the first time. Yep. Eric brought beers.
We're drinking COVID extra. Sorry.
We're all going to die.
I don't know.
It's the 13th step.
Cheers. Anyways.
But yeah, I mean, like, I don't like even like, I don't like telling people I play video games. I don't like talking to people who play a lot of video games.
I feel that.
But I love video games. I think they're like one of the coolest pieces of art to like ever exist.
So you want
to
add me later on nothing?
I will. For sure. But the thing, here's my rule.
We barely know each other.
You can
so
add
I know,
me
but
later.
You seem like you seem nice. You invited me into your
Come
home.
Come up and add me sometime.
Yeah, there we go.
You want to play Beat Saber? I'll show you what I do. I don't know what you do on that game, but
he sabers
he dances,
beats.
Yeah, you beat save.
You dance.
You trying to play some Just Dance?
Yeah.
So where do you think it comes from? You think for gaming specifically, like for me, I grew up playing video games and same. I don't play them much now because, I think there was a time where most video games were you competing against yourself or the game, and unless it was like a fighting game or a sports game.
Well, like Street Fighter 2 was the first multiplayer
right.
game.
And I like games where I play by myself. Yeah. So like I don't play video games that much because it's mostly competitive now.
But people have problems with those too. I mean, like, and for the first time in like a really, really long time, I mean, if you think of any like video game protagonist, right? It's probably a guy.
Yeah.
Anyone that you can think
Most,
of from
yeah.
any era of time.
Except for Metroid.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's one.
Yeah, right, okay, right. 100%.
How many versions of Street Fighter 2 were there?
A lot.
Like 20, right?
Yeah.
That pissed me off why they wouldn't just do a 3, a 4,
they
a 5,
keep doing
six.
It.
They just had Street
they
Fighter 2
doing
Extra,
that.
3, Street Fighter 2 Ultra Elite, Street Fighter 2 Ultra Extra, whatever.
They milked
I'm just making
fucking,
those up, but
yeah.
it was a crazy.
And people keep buying them.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's cool.
I'm so sorry. Okay. But yeah,
beer.
So I mean, like for the first time in a while, like you're starting to see not men in video games, mm-hmm. like as main characters, like a big one's like Last of Us 2 just came out. Both main characters are women, and I think right. that's a good thing.
Lara play Croft. That one yet?
I was just gonna say Lara Croft and
you also,
Xena.
You also have like you know bigger cast of characters and shooters like games like Overwatch, where they have all kinds of different people,
right?
People that's pretty cool. People of different races, people of different genders, and all that. And I think that's really cool. And most like people you'll find on Twitter that play video games have something to say about it, and they think it's a problem. They think it's mm-hmm. like it's like oh right. you're being political. Now you're trying to like
why yeah. isn't it just me in every game?
But right. it's just like those people exist in the world.
Right. Yeah, I know. That's the craziest thing about like people like. Like when they were talking about the casting the Black Little Mermaid. It's not a video game.
Who gives
like,
a shit?
But like people are like, it should be based on merit. And it's like, why the fuck wouldn't it still be based on merit? Like
yeah, right.
she just wouldn't have gotten a chance before.
It's
like,
it's a fucking mermaid.
Like, but it's like, something that doesn't exist already.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just like such a crazy thing to just start yelling. It's right. not a meritocracy anymore. It's like, bitch, were you at the audition? Like, yeah. what the fuck are you talking about?
And
right.
Like and anytime anything like this happens, like, you know, all these gamers get up in arms and it's like, oh, they're putting politics in video games. They're ruining video games for everyone. Video games are over. And it's just like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, man. Just go play the ones you like then.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
Yeah. Go back to playing fucking like the old Mass Effect or whatever. I don't know.
It's like it takes away from what
but
they're
it's
doing.
Just, and the thing is, when you think about like when you I tell people, oh, I play video games. I love video games. I feel like that's because the first thing they say like, oh, like Call of Duty. Like, right, no, right. I fucking hate Call of Duty.
Right. Wolfenstein.
I want to talk about Mario
Party
2.
I did play a lot of Warzone during the last
Warzone's time. Dope. Yeah, I fucking love fun. Warzone, yeah, but like I'm not the Call of Duty guy. I'm not the Monster Energy gamer guy.
Right.
And yeah. I feel
Monster
like
Monster Energy gamer
yeah, Warzone
guy.
Is
that's
a
good.
Little different.
So not only when you tell people you play video games, people associate you with like these fucking like subterranean like mutants. Just these awful people.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Incels.
Yeah.
I have, yeah, but then in those communities, I'm there and I'm subjected to them.
That is true.
It's
yeah.
a double-edged sword and you don't win.
Gatekeeping is good, actually.
There was also a time when it was all
people
kids.
People need to be bullied.
It was only kids playing video games, but now those kids have grown up, and so there's a lot of adults playing.
Yeah.
A lot more adults
yeah.
playing video
yeah.
games.
So,
it is like people think they have their, it's like their one thing.
Yeah.
So when there's anything where it's like you try to broaden that or be a part of that, they feel like they're losing their personality or something,
right.
which is that's no excuse
right.
for the
right.
their bullshit, especially just, when you're doing something that someone else made.
It's just like a video game can literally be anything. Like literally yeah. anything. It can be minimalistic. It can be like small shapes, or it can be like these huge fucking like vast open worlds that you can explore and everything. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's so beautiful about video games. They can be fucking anything.
Yeah.
There's a dating sim with pigeons. It's called Hatto Full Boyfriend.
Wait,
it's literally.
How do you spell that?
Hatoful Boyfriend.
I love
oh,
that you
is.
Knew it. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds like a game I'd be into.
But the thing is, that exists. We live in a timeline where Hatoful Boyfriend exists, and so does fucking Doom Eternal. You know what I mean?
Right, right, right.
That's Stinky not the actual beak. Game. It's literally just. Oh, I think that's probably like DLC or some shit. I don't fucking know.
There's an add-on for it.
Maybe.
It's coming out.
Hot.
It's not coming out till 2044.
You got 20
the
years.
The next one would probably be a trailer for
oh,
it.
There's all
but
kinds
yeah.
of add-ons for this.
It's been out for a long time. But yeah, like, it's just like video games can literally be anything. So like...
There's like a bread simulator?
But God forbid... Yeah. There's yeah. There is a one where yeah. it's called I Am Bread.
I Am Bread, yeah.
Yeah. That game fucking rules.
I haven't played it.
I have. That's really
I believe you.
But
yeah, that's
trying
cool.
to bring bread into my house. But the thing is, in a world where you can
I
be bread,
CX.
In a world where
no
you can
gluten.
Be a, in a world where you can be a pigeon, in a world where you can be a guy like who just one shots everything with a shotgun.
Right.
All of a sudden, you put a trans person in a video game, and everybody fucking loses their mind.
Right.
Because they're talking about it being political.
Shit, dude. Every fucking
yeah.
Facebook thing about comic book movie or anything, woke bullshit. All the horror groups I'm in. Every
right.
time it's like someone who's not a white dude. It's more woke bullshit.
Well, fucking
it's like,
Wolfenstein is literally a series about killing Nazis. And for 20 years, everybody was fine with killing Nazis. Now,
right.
the new one comes out, and all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute, this is getting a little too political. Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well,
this game about fucking World War II.
Yeah, it's literally, it's literally a game about when Nazis take over and won World War II.
I think I played
That's
the
insane.
New one. Did you get your head cut off in that?
I don't know. I played the
and then they
most,
like sew it back on. Or
I played most of the first one, and that it's really good.
I played something like that. It was pretty
cool.
Wolfenstein, actually.
The New Order. That was very good. But yeah, I don't like being associated with those people. I only really like talking about video games with like my friends.
Yeah.
Because like, you ever like, and I feel like maybe it's just because I'm getting older and just dying quicker, but like, you ever like get into a conversation with somebody about something you like and like they start talking and you're like, oh, shut up, please shut up.
Every day.
And you don't know what, and because they don't know what they're talking about, or they have a really dumb opinion and you don't want to tell them they're
especially
they're dumb.
If it's your thing too.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, bro, yes. You have no idea what you're talking about right
you
now.
Exactly. You just have to yawn. And then they'll stop talking.
I'm gonna try
that's
that.
A good one. Yeah, just yawn and be like, "About to do that."
Oh, it's been a long day.
Sometimes I'm like, "You don't know what you're talking about." I just say it. Like people get up in arms about source material for like comic book movies, and I know that shit. Yeah, and I'm mad about some of it too. So when people start saying shit they have never read, it's crazy. People
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Say shit that isn't real, and I'll just call them on it. I don't know. And I'll be like, Google it. Like, you could just fucking prove it. And they don't, they're like, nah, that's not the real one. You know, it's like,
it's fucking I don't know anything about comics, but at the very least, I believe you.
Well, comics is very similar. Like, comics for me has been an escape most of my life. Yeah. And like, it taught me a lot of good. Like, one of my first big comics was X-Men God Loves, Man Kills. And you couldn't.
I love that name.
Dude, it is the epitome of like anti-bigotry. Like, you know, except it's X-Men. And there's even, like, a lynching of a kid in the beginning. Like, it's very political and very dark, and it's not, like, your normal, like, light, like, approved by the comics code thing, especially for, like, the 80s. And, well, I guess the 80s is when a lot of stuff went dark, but I was a kid, you know, so when I read it. And, getting older and, like, going to the comic book store and then, like, meeting other people in the comics is, like, so fucking disappointing.
You just want to die.
It's just, it is. It's, like, just...
You described that to me and, like, my heart fell.
It's, like, the most... Like, in to not say this in, like, the meanest way, it's, like, these losers who, like... It's like I would feel bad. I'm like, oh, you are bad. It's being social. You have hygiene issues. These things are bad. I want your life to be better. And then they start going, hey, man, I don't fuck with bitches or whatever. You're like, what? What? Yeah. It's like comic book guy. It's just like I don't
fuck with bitches.
It gets like really fucking it gets like crazy sexist and racist instantly.
100%. Yeah.
And it's like not to like it's I hate to say it that way where I'm like picking on people, but it's like, who the fuck are you, man? Like, why the fuck are you? You think you're the fucking top of the mountain?
Probably right, because they feel like they're an outcast in some way.
Well, that's what it is. That's where the gatekeeping comes from. Right. They're like, this is my identity.
Right.
I don't have any. This is where I shine, and I don't have anything else.
I think it's also
I never
really,
bought my own clothes.
Yeah, right. I think it's also really easy for people to still think that like women or people of color or non-men don't belong places.
Yeah.
And that's like a huge part of it too. It's like
that's another big thing.
Oh, there's a girl around. We got to act a little different or watch what you say in front of this guy.
Like about like if you like specifically X-Men or something. Yeah. That's the entire message. Since 1963. Okay. It's like inclusion.
Yeah, 100%.
And like people as soon as something is like two gay dudes get married in an
like
X-Men
so
comic.
Obvious
people are
way.
Like I'm so sick of this shit. Why can't it be like it used to be? And it's like, it's literally always been this. It has been this since the absolute inception of it. Like you missed the point. Like I can always tell if I'm going to like talking to somebody or not at the comic book store because they'll start talking about what they like and what they don't like.
Yeah.
And if it becomes like instantly apparent that they just like a dude in a mask beating up another dude, I'm like, oh, you don't get it. You don't get like the subtext. You're not in this for any character depth. Because they're the first ones to complain about the things I think are the best things ever.
It's the same guys who like line up for Star Wars to see the lightsaber fights. So it's like there's more.
Yeah,
to
right.
It
like that. That should be the least of what you're concerned with here.
Yeah, it's funny that you bring that up though, because like that's another big thing with gaming is like with women. It's just like it's hard for women to exist in literally any space.
Yeah,
like you just for the fact that you exist and that you are a femme-identifying individual, you're going to get shit thrown at you. And I hate that, especially in online games, too.
Yeah.
And another big one, there was a character in Overwatch. It was like the main character on the cover, Tracer. Anybody who plays games or whatever probably knows what it is.
Is it a magazine?
No, it's Overwatch's game. Tracer's is like the character on the cover.
Got it.
She's like this.
Oh, the cover of the game.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure you were talking about a person. I didn't know what you were saying. I wasn't listening.
I know what Overwatch is. I just don't play it.
Okay.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Tracer got announced. It's a shooter, first of all. It's a first-person shooter in teams and everything. Yeah. And one of the characters got announced as gay, and everybody had a fucking uproar about it. It's like, who the fuck gives a shit?
Yeah, right. Whether they announce it or
it's not a story-driven game at all. It's a game where you shoot people. Yeah. Like, who gives a fuck?
They're mad how somebody made a character.
They made a character. They made somebody gay. Who cares if they're all gay? It's not going to make you gay.
Right. And it's the other thing is too. It's like they have to force this thing in. And it's like, it's in real life. Yeah. It's just not
gay
you.
Gay people exist.
It's already in your life. That's and you just too, don't
like,
know it.
Yeah. And that's part of it too. It's like, well, if I don't see it, it's not there.
Right.
Yeah. And now I have to see it.
Yeah. Right. And a lot of those people are of like issues with Catholicism and shit. And they're probably repressed some feeling of like them being on some spectrum of gender that's not 100% straight.
Wait till the aliens come.
Yeah, I don't care enough about all that. I just tell them fuck you and then I block them on Facebook.
Well, yeah, I know, but I it's not anybody's problems. Like where I like to sympathize with it. It doesn't. It's not like an excuse to be an asshole to people either. You know,
100%.
I don't know. I see this a lot, and I think about it a lot because sometimes the people who, if I know someone and I find out they're like that, I try to figure out where it comes from. And I think a lot of it does come from like stuff being jammed down your throat, like by a parent or an institution.
A lot of it comes down to parents.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't know. I mean, like, it's the same thing with like a kid playing like GTA or whatever. It's like, you have to explain why that's bad.
Right.
Like, or like, you know, you have to fucking sit your kid. And people think like, you know, my kid's going to play a video game and it's going to kill my kid and my kid's going to kill people or whatever.
I love GTA.
Yeah.
Me too.
GTA fucking rules. And the thing is like, you're the one. It's your fucking shitty kid. You explain it. It's nobody else's job.
Right.
Yeah, man.
I don't get where the protesting comes from. Like at this point, it's like when I see someone who's like 60 or something, right? And they're like, I don't get rap music. I'm like, bitch, rap music has been a part of your life the whole time.
Yeah, it's been around for a long time.
You know what I mean? Like it's been around since like mainstream since the late 70s, early 80s. Like, when someone's, it's 2021. Like, the shit I had to deal with in 97, and I thought it was crazy that it was 1997, and people are like, I don't rap, I don't get that. What, gay guy in a movie? What? Like, bitch, it's the future.
Yeah, we're all here.
Like, what the fuck don't you get? Like, you have the same fucking TV I've had my entire life. Right.
Imagine telling a boomer that a gay rapper exists. I know. Fucking explode.
Throw a Brockhampton fucking album.
Sure, grandma, let's get you to bed.
Yeah, right. That's so fucking funny. Yeah.
All right,
dressed like the devil. Like, bitch, what?
Oh my God.
You're 40 years old. Like, what? That's another one.
I mean, he also rips the devil heads off. So, I mean, like, that's.
I didn't even watch the whole thing. I just saw a lap dance. He did a lap dance.
Lap dance for the devil, and he comes behind him and fucking snaps his neck. He kills Satan.
Well, now I don't like it because the devil was my favorite part.
Well, then he becomes the devil.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
That is pretty cool. Thanks for telling us, actually.
If you kill the devil, you don't have to watch the devil.
I'm not going to watch it.
You
paying attention.
Visually,
that
fucking music video is really cool.
That's cool. I believe you. I'll check it out one day.
I'm just going to keep sending it to you every day.
Dude, send it to me every day.
Every day.
One of these days.
Hip hop is another thing where it's like the dudes who are like the most against like anything modern are like 45-year-old white dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 1,000%. Like, bro, this is not yours.
And it's not for you anymore.
Like, even if you have any part in it, like even dudes who rap or whatever, like, it's like you don't get to tell like a fucking teenager who doesn't look like you, like what this culture is.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Fuck you. It doesn't matter what your input is or what you were part of. Like, that's fucking bullshit.
You're done.
It's here to evolve, and if you're not evolving, then cool. Stay in your fucking lane and shut the fuck up.
Right.
I run into people like that all the time where I'm like, dude, you don't even, like, you like bad music and you make bad music. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And what, I mean, the thing is, like, any genre is, like, really diverse, but rap especially. Like, there's avenues where, like, somebody who raps over old school beats, like Joey Badass, can exist, but also, like, more like horrorcore shit, like clipping, can exist.
Yeah.
It's such a fucking vast genre that, like, it's not that weird that a gay guy is snapping the devil's neck and becoming the devil anymore.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I'd argue that, like, even Lil Nas X is more of a pop star than, like, hardcore hip-hop. But there's, there's a whole lane for that. It's just, like, being mad about, like if you, I don't know. Like, I'd say, like, when I was a teenager or something and I was into something, I considered myself really progressive, but I probably had like a gatekeeper attitude about a lot of it, and I had to grow out of it. And in the punk scene and shit like that, in my punk scene or whatever, where I booked or where I spent my time. But you grow, the point is to keep growing. And like, so like the hip hop thing kills me because it's always, I can like, as soon as an idiot starts talking, I'm like, no, no, dude, you do not get to say these things.
They mention Illmatic and you're like, all right.
No, it's always, yeah, it's always fucking Jedi mind tricks.
Oh my God.
It's always, God. And they're like, it's the same thing. Ain't what it used to be. Hip hop, yada, bop, bop, bop. Ain't what it used to be. Like, shut the fuck up. I don't need the, like, it's like, man. I can't really get behind music that's not 100% homophobic at all times.
If,
like,
you make,
on, right.
If you make me listen to Immortal Technique one more fucking time.
Yo, but. Devil's yet? Dance? Oh, you ever heard of that though? You fucked his own mother?
You want...
Oh, crap. That's what I want from hip-hop.
Yeah, that shit's hard.
But even that, like...
Kill your mom.
I'm not here to tell Immortal Technique what to rap about.
Right,
like,
sure.
As a white dude, like, it's not... Yeah. You know what I mean? But, like... But yeah, it's that's those dudes. Like,
right, yeah.
They're like, this shit is real. And the chip, there's going to be a chip in the foot vaccine.
If that's where you think it peaked, then you're wrong.
The 5G is going to get leaked into our brains.
The dumb fucks are posting on Facebook from their smartphone. The government ain't tracking me. Location on.
Yeah.
Eat shit.
It's, you have
it's
an
two
iPhone.
Chips, right? Because it's two doses.
Yeah, right.
Well, they take the old one out and they put a new one in.
It's a firmware update.
It's a firmware update.
That's what it is.
The second one's a firmware.
The third one, you gotta get like a driver, like make sure it works.
I'll take one of those.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Man, gatekeepers. Sometimes we need them.
I grew out of gatekeeping. I mean, like, I was pretty snobby with music for such a long time.
Yeah, totally.
And then one day I just woke up, I was like, who gives a shit? Let people like, my thing is, if you like something and it's not hurting you or other people, then do whatever the fuck you want. Like, people used to say, fuck furries. I'm like, I don't care.
Nah, furries are sick. Like, they put so much time and effort into something. That's so cool. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah. I think that's great. That's a really cool thing. And it makes them happy. So who cares?
Yeah. Yo, but some shit sucks in life. But
some,
like,
shit does
but
suck.
Like, it's not my fucking job to stop it.
Right.
Like, it's not my job to stop people from, like, finding out who they are creatively in any fucking realm.
In anything.
Or having fun at a hobby or whatever. Like, that's fucking... It's the type of shit that, like, kept me from getting good at stuff because I was, like, too fragile growing up to, like, handle people fucking with me on the basketball court or something, you know? And then I turn home or I go home and read comics and cry or whatever, which is fine because I love comics.
Yeah.
I always like them
Self-care.
Better than basketball.
Anyway.
Gatekeeping's dumb. Just let people enjoy it and who cares?
No, totally. For sure.
What are some hobbies that.
I have no hobbies. I have no hobbies.
What do you do? You don't do anything?
I do so much. It's just not hobbies.
What do you do?
I go to work and I go to sleep and I forget to take a shower and I hang out with my dogs and
I'm so sick of people telling me who can sleep and who can't.
Honestly, I do this podcast. That's like the
only
thing I do
owning
now.
Two dogs. Jesus fucking Christ.
You know, it's not that big of a difference when you already have one.
True.
That's super needy. And like when you have set two, it's just you do the same thing.
It's almost easier when you have two, right?
They have each other. And like, I mean, I totally came home tonight and they fucking ripped up like three of my records and I was like, fuck, I need to be home more.
Were they like good ones or ones
that they're ones I just bought that were like sealed still, but it's okay. Ooh. They're not things that aren't bought. Like it was like a promise ring record. Like I can buy that again and again and again.
Which one? Nothing feels good.
Yes, nothing feels good. Yes,
that's the good
took me
one.
A second.
That's
I honestly couldn't remember because I bought two and I didn't remember
right
which
now.
One.
No, you're just fucking
asking it's
a
okay.
Question.
Honestly, it's been a long life and like
emo's the worst.
Emo's my favorite worst thing ever.
Biking, cycling.
What are the people in the
that's
biking and cycling
you,
community
there's
like?
Most people I've met are pretty like-minded, but like if I bike by myself, and I don't really like doing it with other people, to be honest. So once in a while I do it and it's fun, but it's not what I get out of it solo is what I'm there for.
Yeah.
But I have gone to like big biking events with people who are like more into it than me, and it's there's a similar thing like where it'll be like an old rich white dude.
Yeah.
And like they have a ton of shit to say about like what other people are riding and shit. And it's
bro,
like,
you're wearing
dude,
a pair of jeans right now?
Yeah. Oh, yep. They wear all the gear, but it's like I'm not better than them or anything, but it's like, dude, shut the fuck. Like this is your one weekend a year where you come out to the Bronx and do the Tour de Bronx and you're gonna fucking
is this really what you wanna do?
Like what why are you and it's cool because like there's just like a thin line. Like it's cool if a bunch of people can nerd out and not know each other and go, that bike's cool because of this. This bike. But
yeah,
as soon as
I love
it becomes
that.
Like oh well that and it's like pussy, I don't have $5,000 to spend on a bike. Like shut the fuck up. Leave it like you instantly you're like, oh, this dude's like an accountant.
Yeah.
Like shut the fuck up.
And then that's like classist in a way too. Fuck that.
And then it also gets about like I don't know. People start judging people like on like what shape they're in and stuff too. And like usually
hate
it's
that.
Usually
hate that.
Well usually it's the people
twice,
who aren't in like they're not any place to judge. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like people 100%. Who are like do it for real aren't doing that shit. Yeah. I don't know. That
no,
cycling's
I completely agree.
A thing too where I'm not like some expert, it's just something I like to do. But yeah, there's always someone. There's
exactly. always someone fucking in everything. Yeah. Even if you don't know a lot about it, there's always someone in everything that's like that.
Yeah.
I hate that so much.
Honestly, I talk to people all day long at work, and it's like I almost don't talk about things I like know anything about because I just don't want to have the conversation. Like, I have a client, but like, oh I don't tell God. Clients usually that I like am in bands or do shit or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
right. Sure. Why would you?
I have a few clients that Never. Do know, and like, what my client Ross, super nice guy, but he's like in his 50s, whatever. And he was like, yeah, we had a short practice this week. It was only like 4 hours. And I was like, holy shit, that's a short practice for you? Like, that's crazy. But
for what?
4 hours? Like, band practice. Like, for.
What are you doing so, for 4 hours well, at band practice?
He's 50 yeah. years old. He gets together with his that's other 50 year old friends. Studio. And like, so that's the other funny thing. He's like, so when people record now, how do they get their music? And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, they put it on like a flash drive. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, that's so crazy. You don't even know. Like,
yeah.
He's used to like analog shit, probably.
Well, yeah, he's probably he's probably one old. Of those guys. Just like, oh, I haven't heard this band on the radio. They can't be that good.
You put it on a wax cylinder. That's what you mean.
He does.
Well, people still do analog.
Sure, I feel like
I do analog. Mean about this guy's age right now.
But the thing is, that's fine.
Feels but like, it was actually you.
Yeah, it was me.
Listen.
Yo, I'm putting my next album on a flash drive.
But he just like couldn't. He's like, how do I get it? How? What do I do with it after that? And I'm like, well, they could like send it to you like digitally. He's like, how? He doesn't understand. Doesn't understand. He's yep. like, he asked me how you I distribute hate that. Music, like on the internet. Like, oh. he's like, how does that work?
That's hard to know.
And it's like, and I don't mean it in a bad way.
Right. Yeah.
But it's just like, man, the times have fucking changed.
Yeah.
100%.
But it's like, I don't know. The
way,
he's fine.
The way people consume music and find music is completely different now.
Yeah. Yeah. But
it's
like
a completely different ballgame.
Totally. But then I have other clients who like want to talk about music or they want to talk about gear the whole time. And I'm just like, shut the fuck no. up. Like, I don't care what fucking guitar you bought this week and what guitar you're going to buy next week and what fucking amp you just bought. Like, I don't care and I don't want to talk about it.
I look for gear the same way anybody else does. I look at a YouTube video about it. I look at the price for like 20 yeah, minutes and then I buy it.
That's what I'm doing right now, trying to figure out an electric drum kit.
Yeah. I'll like eat an edible and then I'll. I'll look up Bit Crusher pedal, and then I'll say, hey, exactly. that one looks cool. And they're like, oh, here's how it sounds with the delay pedal. And I'm like, cool, I'm buying that too.
But I don't want to fucking talk about it with anybody.
No!
That's what
I'm
it comes
doing
down
that
to.
Privately in yeah. shame. Mm-hmm. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Yeah, I have friends, and we talk about that. We like, don't tell people we're rappers. It's just like, yeah. what? Let's do it in the lane that it's there for.
Yeah, because I guarantee you, the second you're like, oh yeah, like I rap, and like people will be like, oh, can you rap something for me?
It's that. It's always or, that. Or they rap.
Or, God.
And or they're just like, it's
wanna,
like.
You want to rap for us real quick?
No. It's like people who don't.
Oh my God, you're a rapper?
Or like they don't. They have a ton of input and they have no. They've never been a part of it
yeah.
at all. And they know why I'm not
Go
famous and why I'm poor.
Cheap,
and they like. And then they only like stuff I don't like.
Yeah.
And it's always like, and not, I don't know. I feel like we're gatekeeping by being anti-gatekeeping. Well, but it's like, we're like, there's
we're
always like some
gatekeeping.
Fucking Chad dude who's like older than me.
I think unsolicited you know advice mean? Is never yeah. good. Like, it's right. never cool. And yeah. it's like, yeah, no, totally. Or like, I tell people I play bass and they're like, oh, you know Kim Gordon or like, you know anybody? Like, you know what I mean?
Just
like,
who is that?
Sonic Youth.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's just like, I like, yeah. you know, they're like, they know that they name the one female person in music that they know.
Sure.
And it's yeah. like, that's the conversation well, we're gonna
Janis
have.
Janis Joplin was really cool.
yeah, that's bro. Like with skateboarding, Alyssa Steamer, pretty good for a girl. It's
yeah,
like shut
right.
the fuck up, dude.
Oh
you know
man,
shit.
One time
yeah.
at a show, this kid was like, man, if you're better than me at bass, I'm gonna fucking kill myself. And I was like, that
get
was
ready.
That wasn't the compliment.
You should consider
it was.
That either way.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, Jesus Christ.
If you're
dude.
Better why would you say it to anybody, let
know,
alone
man.
A
he's,
woman?
He's still my friend, but like, dude, why would you say that to me, bro?
The rap shit is great too, because the advice is always solid gold. You know what you need?
What do you need?
To be on YouTube.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yes.
Why
yes.
didn't I fucking think of that?
What's so YouTube? Many people say that.
Here's is 25 that... of my videos on YouTube. You want to watch them? No. Well, thanks for the help.
Is that a website?
No, now yeah. it's all TikTok, bro. Right.
Where do I find that? Where do I find YouTube?
Right.
Or like, if someone looks me up and they're like, you're legit, and they tell all their friends, and that's great.
Cool, well, yeah.
And then, you know, I never hear from them again after. Right. You know, it's like right. nobody... People don't... A lot of people do, who want to give you advice, too, like, don't understand... DIY music. Sure. Right. Yeah. They don't even get that that's real.
You got to send it into the radio.
They're like Imagine Dragons. You're just in your garage and then you're Imagine Dragons one day.
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
no in between. Like, they don't get that.
I love when
all.
I mention that, like, maybe I've been on tour and they're like, whoa, what band are you? And I'm like, it's not that serious.
You're doing it.
Yes. You should lie.
I love that. I always think about it, but I can't ever.
I'm in red jumpsuit apparatus.
Oh, you went on tour. You must be rich.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like that.
Or like if you rap, they're like 8 Mile.
Yep.
8 Mile, bro. That's not like Lives every day of my life is exactly like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm constantly getting jumped, and then people put me in front of a crowd and say rap for us.
Yo, you ever think about what it's going to be like when you stop living here, start living up here?
I love in Scary Movie 3 when Kevin Hart's like, I don't know, he does that whole scene. I'm not going to do it right now, but
yeah, thanks.
That's funny. Him and the other guy talk about it whenever not.
Spaghetti.
I forgot about it. Scary Movie
3. That's the only good one.
Look
that's
it up.
Not true.
My favorite part's when she starts typing in the teleprompter. Yeah. And you're seeing the guy starts reading.
2 was pretty good, right?
Yeah, 2 was pretty good, too.
Three was
I think 2 and 3 are probably the best.
I think I blanked out on those. I didn't see them.
2 is the guy with the little hand, right? Is that the Scary Movie
2? Oh,
yeah, it's Chris Elliott. Yeah. Like, he's my favorite. He's my all-time favorite.
Here, take my good hand.
My little hand's my strong hand.
There's tons of... We do this shit forever. Stand-up comedy, podcasts, and horror.
That's going to be the final episode of Aging Punk's Complaints, when you complain about podcasts.
That was the first episode.
No, but then you got to do it again.
Oh,
it'll be like
Seinfeld.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Bring Bella back on.
Great idea. I'll do 2 parts. I'll be me and a guest.
But it could just be you also.
Horror is rough.
Edit in later.
That's pretty good.
Like culty B movie horror, 80s horror. Like, once you get into that, you're like all over it, and people are the same. Like, it's fucking, it's just like comic
books. It's everywhere.
People go so nuts. And a lot of it is offensive. A lot of it's like naked teenagers getting killed and stuff. And that's part of the charm of it.
Sure.
But people, like, as soon as anything new does it, like Get Out. Get Out comes out.
Yeah.
You should see the shit these fucking people say.
It's probably all racist.
About Get Out. It's either blatantly fucking racist.
Yeah.
Or like trying to critique it without being racist. And but they're super being fucking racist.
Just say it.
Get Out is such a fucking tribute to classic horror with a fresh thing happening. Mm. Like, for anyone who is like a fan of any good classic like 70s, 60s horror, like just the way it's cinematically done, like the way it's shot, the way like it's just like if you're too dumb to get the message, or if there even is a real message, like you're just missing out on like how well done it is for people who are fans of that type of thing. And
right.
I see people shitting on it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Us, you know, visually cool, not that creative a movie all the way through, but it was like, who cares? Like, even from a full-on perspective where you're like, I'm not woke, bro. It's just a fucking great movie. Get out.
You know, but black people exist.
They're there. Or they're in the comments. I saw this the other day because people just share whatever they're watching. So it doesn't have to be current.
Right.
And the dude's like, this is the most racist fucking movie I've ever seen in my life. Like, all fucking white people are like, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, you've been on top forever.
You've been watching slasher movies and shit your whole life, and this offends you?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Are you fucking joking? It's fucking real.
Yeah, people are getting offended by the wrong stuff.
Crazy. Honestly.
You seen Lovecraft Country?
Yeah.
That's fucking great.
It was pretty good.
I thought it was pretty good.
There's some episodes that blew me out of the water.
It was weird how they're all like completely different. Yeah. It's weird. It's pretty cool though.
Overall, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did too.
Eric, do you have any hobbies that they have people that you don't like?
Eric, name all of your hobbies. Actually,
oh my God.
This motherfucker just moves at a speed
games.
So fast.
I've been playing nothing but VR
keep.
Games lately. Like, literally nothing but VR. I'm just obsessed with it now.
Any assholes in the VR community?
Oh, all the time.
What do they do?
Oh, they talk all kinds of shit.
He won't elaborate unless you keep asking questions.
I talk shit back to him, but I should record some.
You should. Yeah, I was just gonna say.
Yeah, do a let's
some
play.
I think I showed you some of them.
I think also you. Not that we always fucking go back to this, but. And you don't have to talk about this if it's weird, but I think to be an established member of like a tattooing community, you deal with a ton of assholes
who
are like gatekeeper assholes. Like, yeah, not even just like people who are customers, like the people who are kind of probably big up in your scene, you know, like from what I've seen at conventions and stuff.
I don't really talk to a lot of people at conventions. I haven't been to a convention in a while, man.
Yeah, the only one, I went to 2 with you guys.
It's just been a while because there hasn't been anything going on, I guess. Hopefully I'll do one soon.
Whenever I go,
yeah, I got to deal with people all the time. Work.
I've seen
tattooing
some,
is the easy part. I've said all the time. Tattooing is the easy part.
Yeah,
of my job.
Right, right. Yeah.
Everything else is hard.
I've met some older dudes at those things who run shops where I'm like, I gotta get the fuck away from this dude.
Yeah, I had to quit the one shop I worked at in Colorado. It was just too much. Like, I'm out of here.
Bye.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to like a hair cutting convention of any kind? What kind of people were there?
Ugh. I recently had to leave a Facebook group of like other hairdressers.
Why do you go to a hair convention?
What we went in school.
Okay.
We went in school.
New
other
products, things like that.
Yeah, they show all kinds of shit. Usually not that.
All the stuff hair be doing now.
Yeah, there's a lot of new trends and techniques, but it's like with Instagram, it's like everybody's got a new technique and a new thing to show you. Not to say it's bad in any way.
I guess there really is no point to like go to like a convention when like stuff like that's available online.
I don't want
to
say there's no point. I think it it gives accessibility to maybe people who wouldn't look at Instagram that way.
That's true.
For lack of a better word, networking.
Yeah, networking, for sure. It's always cool to see stuff in person.
Yeah,
100%. Also, people who like work for bigger companies probably aren't showing you what you don't have to pay for. You know what I mean? They're going to show you things that you paid to see. So
right,
they'll, you know, they
it's
might
also
save
if you
that.
Enjoy the thing. Like if you like it's your job.
It
but
is
if
cool.
You enjoy
it like brings like a
really
new level.
Really, it's the same thing as going to a show, I guess. It's kind of
sort of
like,
yeah. It gets you some new and fresh.
I like music.
And
I want to see it in front of me.
Well, comic cons and horror cons are like some parts of them are nightmare, but overall it's pretty fun if you're into what they are.
Also, there's like platform people there, like platform artists and stuff.
Yeah.
And they have tattoo artists now at Comic Con.
Yeah,
that doesn't make sense
last
to me.
Couple ones I've seen.
I recently had to leave a Facebook group though because people are like, masks don't work. Because like people all over the country, and it's like, holy fuck, I got to get out of here. Like,
was it a hairdresser saying masks don't work?
It was just like shit like that. I'm like,
is there like a coalition for that? The hairdressers against masks.
Superheroes wear masks all the time to hide their identity. They work good.
I just like, it's not about masks.
Clark Kent,
or no mask.
Superman just wear glasses. All
yeah,
of a sudden,
he just wear glasses. It's a pretty good mask.
It's just like
Batman just all of a sudden wears $1 billion and he's somebody else.
I'm just gonna wear glasses in the grocery store. I am wearing a mask.
I wouldn't recognize
this
you.
Is my mask.
This is my mask.
Incredible. Fucking incredible.
Oh my god, that's so funny. Have you ever heard Eric laugh this much?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
He laughs after he says everything he says.
Yeah. He does.
Everything's funny to me, sir.
That's okay, bud.
He does the shoulder shrug, though.
Can't keep Eric from laughter.
You gotta laugh.
When Eric be talking, he can't stop laughing.
That's what the Joker said, dude.
Is that what he said? Yeah. I was thinking of SpongeBob when Squidward loses his laugh box. Anybody?
I got
it. Nobody. Thank you, Rob. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay.
Thank you. Incredible.
What's your favorite game? Like, what do you play?
Oh my god, there's too many.
Like, what
do you do any VR stuff or no?
I don't know. I don't see a point for it yet.
What system do you play on?
I play on a lot of them. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm playing original Game Boy a lot. But otherwise, I'm like, I'm on the Switch. I'm on the PS4. I'm out here like, you know, playing Overwatch. Play a little bit on PC, a little bit of Fall Guys. That's another one. Okay, wait. So people. It's interesting how people find ways to be toxic in hobbies, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and with video games, you have to get really creative with it. There's a game called Fall Guys. Essentially, it's like it's almost like watching like it's almost like playing like a Nickelodeon show, like Double Dare almost. Okay. There's like X amount of people in it. Like, you know, you go through an obstacle course, and if you make it, you're eliminated, or like you pass, and like other people get eliminated, and it keeps going like that until there's last person standing. It's really fucking fun. But on PC, what people were doing is making their names like insanely long, and it would like crash the other people's games. So funny. They literally took out putting your own name on PC and literally just gave you a random one because people found a way to crash the game by being a fucking asshole.
I thought it was funny on PS4 how you can't have like a fucked up name or on anything when you're playing GTA 5. You'd be killing people and doing all this crazy shit, but your name can't be like shithead motherfucker, whatever. It's like
that
so funny.
Is really
but I could
funny.
Shoot and kill motherfuckers.
You listen, I play games to escape. My real life is shithead motherfucker.
Yeah,
right?
But you can't have some crazy name.
Motherfucker. I'm just trying to be just Ray.
Yeah, you can't even be clever and try to use zeros as like O's and shit.
Yeah. Even in, and it sucks in newer versions of old games too, because like they'll remake them. And you want to make your name fuckhead, and they're like, you can't do that. So, well, I was able to do it 10 years ago.
Yo, what was that? They had there was a game from Rockstar where you're just running around a shopping mall, just shooting people. What the fuck was that called?
GTA.
You know what I'm talking? No, it was pretty much.
I don't think. Are you thinking of Dead Rising?
No.
That's a shopping mall. No. Is it Manhunt?
Keep talking. I'll find it.
Was it some game that just you got somehow? No, it was down. I remember it was made. Did you just shoot a bunch of people at a mall?
No, I remember it was made by Rockstar.
Rockstar game where you shoot people in a mall.
Remember Postal?
Remember Rampage?
I do remember Postal.
Postal?
Rampage is fucking sick.
Rampage was tight.
The coolest part of Postal is when you hit the button to kill yourself and he goes, I regret nothing.
Oh.
Do you remember this? It was ridiculous.
No.
I feel like
remember
that
Def Jam Vandetta.
That cover looks like. A, do you guys
Vandetta?
Remember? Do you guys
Vandetta,
remember
this? Isn't fucked up. Whatever.
Look at those graphics, bro. I was just going to say that. How real does that look?
Yeah, there was a time where we thought it doesn't get better than this.
I remember like getting like SmackDown versus
this looks
Raw.
Amazing.
Oh my god, I remember this fucking game now. Oh my god, I remember
just
that flower
machine
shirt.
Just shooting up people in a mall.
You remember
is that
the
whole game?
Yeah.
No, there was other shit.
There's like other stuff you got to do. I want to play.
That would happen though. I don't know.
Did you just try to hit the button with the mouse?
No, I tried.
I accept my mission.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Accept.
You have this for PlayStation, I guess.
What games do you play on Game Boy? OG Game Boy?
I just recently played the first Wario Land.
Okay.
Super Mario Land 3.
I like
Wario
Super
Land.
Mario Land, the original.
That
like,
one's
and
very
good. I just
good.
Beat it for the first time ever. I had it when I was a kid, and I bought it again, and I beat it. It was sick.
I'm working on a video. I'm working on a YouTube video about Wario, because I think people all of a sudden think Wario is lame now because Elon Musk ruined him.
Yeah, I can
I didn't
see that.
See it, but yeah, I know about
it's
that.
Bad. You don't That's, need to.
I'm not
you don't
gonna.
Need to see it. It's
I
Elon Musk's Wario.
I don't
Wario.
Subject myself to things I already know are going to be terrible.
Yeah, but Wario's really cool.
I
and I think a lot of people forgot that, so I'm making a video all about Wario.
That's pretty cool. I was just going to ask you how your YouTube shit's going, but I didn't want to do it before the plugging part of the episode.
I know, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Yeah. I want to talk about it now.
There's no rules.
I don't have a Game Boy, but I could probably get the emulator or whatever.
Do you pick like specific games to do for
I usually pick subjects is what it is. So like right now I'm working on one about like helping people in video games and like how that can be fulfilling as opposed to just like when a game gives you an option to like, you know, help people on a smaller scale rather than just like you're the guy who
saves
the
quest,
world.
Yeah.
You know, I think and how that can be more fulfilling than just like being a badass hero guy, like being more human in a game.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then the next one's about how fucking cool Wario is.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Both of those are good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I try to cover a broad amount of subjects. The YouTube community is awful too. We'll throw that.
Oh yeah, anybody on the internet's pretty fucking terrible. Really.
My brother's used to be like when because I have a good amount of videos up, and my brother one day was like, "You have no hate on your videos."
That's good.
But I was like, "No, it's because I'm super unsuccessful." If I was successful, people would be like, "Fuck this guy up and
down."
That's
true.
You know?
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
That's what.
That's just because nobody thought to go to YouTube yet.
A rapper on YouTube? Skip. Never heard of that before.
Yeah. Rap on Google. Rap on YouTube.
I think I have like one thumbs down on one of my videos, which is surprising because a lot of people don't like me and in real life, but they just don't think of that. But
I have a few thumbs down on a few of mine. I don't know. I think I made a Kingdom Hearts review and some people thumbs that down. That's another community that's really bad. People who are into like specifically like anime games.
Yeah.
They're the worst ever.
Yeah, Final Fantasy VII is my favorite video game of all time.
Skethisms.
What's skethism?
We're just watching Eric type wrong now.
His own thing.
He's gatekeeping himself from
type
Googling.
Fucking name in, right?
Gatekeep Eric from Google.
He's curious to know how many thumbs down he has now.
I'm trying to see which one it is.
One of our videos is a thumbs down.
Probably this
one. It's my favorite.
I would guess
it's three.
Oh, three.
Oh my God.
Famous as fuck.
We're in it.
That's funny.
Yeah,
three
I don't know.
Go to one of the ones I'm in, please. The one right there.
All of them?
To the right. No, just a few.
So you go to RaymondStripe.com. There's links to all these music videos.
Hell yeah.
You can watch the ones
please,
I'm in.
Please go like, subscribe, and thumbs down.
Yeah, I am in this one. There's no thumbs down in the ones
down,
I'm in.
Thumbs down, so I look famous.
Not yet.
Hey. I don't want to give anybody any bad ideas, but okay. Don't do that. Incredible.
Well, thumbing's down.
Thumbing's down.
Thumbing down a video doesn't do anything. It's still going to show up in people's...
Yeah.
If enough people start watching
it,
it'll show up.
I think it actually helps.
Now, you start getting calls from Yelp saying, hey, do you want those thumbs down to go away? You got to pay us.
I have other videos that you didn't make either that I'm sure have more thumbs down, too.
I hate the YouTube community because it's all a bunch of guys trying to do the same thing that I don't like.
Right.
Because, again, it falls back into the same thing where it's like, I got to talk about video games with these guys, and I don't like any of them.
I don't like the critics. Like, I like the dudes who make money just being critics. Like,
I don't mind that.
It's not
my
favorite.
But it's just like, especially with, like, gaming stuff, I feel like you have a lot of guys who are trying to do kind of the same thing. There's a lot of guys who are, like, who have gotten really popular, but like they present their scripts like a lot more casually. Like it's not like it's not like an angry video game nerd thing. It's like there are guys like Nakey Jakey who like make like a lot of jokes, and it's like very nostalgic and everything. And there's guys who are like a little bit more like your average dude kind of guy making a video, and then people will see that and they think, I can do that, let me make my own video. And then it's 40 minutes long and I'm not gonna watch it.
I think another thing too, though, like talking about maybe what you think is negative about something, somebody else is gonna like that, so it kind of helps.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't think it's always bad. I think for me, it's a lot of the rap stuff. Like, it's always super negative, and some of the stuff is just like, I just don't care what a lot of people have to say.
I totally get that.
Listen to Jay-Z, shut the fuck up, and leave me alone.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like always very...
I really don't like subject myself to things where I know somebody's going to have an opinion I don't want to hear.
Yeah.
Even if maybe I agree with it, I just want to have my own shit. I don't want to worry about
it. It's just like it's such an oversaturated thing. There's just so much going on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like a fucking albums drop every day and 1,000 people review them, and 1,000 people are usually saying something I don't give a fuck about what they're saying. You know what I mean?
Right, so
for me, it's hard to get into stuff I'm into when it gets... people who like the things I like suck, which is kind of the subject of the show.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that how it started? People who like the things that you like.
No, I mean tonight. I mean just today.
No, she's today. Yeah. Just today.
It's another thing where it can be really lonely to do the things you like because the people that are into them sometimes really just don't have.
I think that's the part
you got to find the good ones.
Yeah,
that's part of being in any community, though, right?
Yeah, I have like 3 or 4 like people I consider my best friends, and luckily they all play video games.
That's good.
We're all very like-minded people, and we have a good time. And those are the kind of people I like to talk about stuff with. And Eric, you seem pretty cool.
I had like phone scammers on video games. That's who I play with.
That's funny.
I get telemarketers to add me.
Yeah, they call him and he adds them on video games.
I go, yo, add me on PUBG.
Did you ever play with any of them?
Oh, a couple of them, yeah.
Actually?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
One guy quit. He's like, yeah, I don't work there anymore.
It like, is a scam. I thought we believed in something.
Oh, it's all a bunch of teenagers.
Where are the scammers now?
Can we call them all? Do you have all their numbers? Can we call them?
They use other people's numbers. They disguise it as someone else's number all the time. Okay. Don't call me though tomorrow. Trust me.
Yeah, get there.
I'll talk to them tomorrow.
Get their
Tuesday
number. Get them
call.
On the show.
I'll probably talk to Alex or Richard tomorrow.
When they call. His friends.
What are you wearing?
I don't know. That's not their real name.
You know, people telemarket into PlayStation messages too.
Oh yeah, I get all kinds of ads.
Yeah, people will be like, "Oh, get all these games for free. All you have to do is send me your."
Oh, I get the one that's like,
I get those on Twitter.
I get the one that's like, "Check out my nude pics on whatever."
Yeah, I get those too.
They go, "Hey," or they say first they ask how old you are, and then if you say you're under 18, they like don't message you back.
Verify
but if you say
your
you're
age
over
18,
they start. So I tell them I'm like 69, and then like I don't know, just go back and forth for a while. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, I like how some of them start with hi too. It's very strange.
Yeah, they're like hello.
They try to make it like
hi
a real
there.
I like when it's like hello and it says like your tag.
Yeah,
or something like you know what I mean. It's like that's not my name.
Yeah, you don't know who I am. Yeah. Fuck you.
Right. Well, we got to the end.
What did we learn today? Yeah, we got
the signal.
All right, I can sum it up. I think we learned that gatekeeping is stupid.
Yeah.
Let people like whatever they're going to like and embrace new stuff. Mm. Don't let new stuff in a hobby be scary. Check it out. It might be cool.
Don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. That's what mama said.
What I take away from every episode.
Yeah.
I think for me, too, it's like a lot of times when I'm mad or hating on something, or even if it's like we talk about this with people, we're mad at people.
Sure. Mm.
If I can just like take a second to reflect on like why I'm mad or... if I've ever done the thing they're doing or anything, like I can kind of snap out of it and be like, they're a human trying to, hopefully they'll figure it out. And like, I think like a lot of gatekeeping comes from a place of super insecurity and being threatened. And like, if you can like kind of face that and be like, okay, that's a normal human thing to feel, but I'm handling it wrong.
Right.
You can like move on from it and like there's room for growth, you know? So I think that's the hardest thing I think is people don't look inward. They just want to be negative outward.
Yeah. Right.
And it's like a big draw. Like whether it's a YouTube review or like meeting fucking nerds
people
in your comic shop, being negative is going to like kind of get you a little more short-term praised than like trying to look at the bright side. But I think long term, it kind of harms everybody.
Yeah, you'll learn. You'll drive yourself crazy.
And if you don't like something, don't act like you know. That's not what I'm saying. Like, but you know, just if you're
respectfully disagree,
right? If you're affecting other people, or like, say, you know, you could be like, that's cool that you like that. It's not for me.
So
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And remember, non-white people exist.
Right. Gay people exist.
Trans people exist.
Spectrum of gender that you don't get, and it's okay that you don't get it. Just shut the fuck up about hating it.
They're out there, and you got to deal with it. Sorry, Ben Shapiro.
Right. You can play whatever fucking video game you want. Mm-hmm. Calm down.
I'll play it with you, if you want.
There you go.
Do you have anything to plug?
Yeah.
I know that you do.
I have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/greenrob. I make videos about video games. They're usually essays, and there's some jokes, and there's some introspective stuff. It's pretty fun. And I have another thing that I can't talk about yet.
I want to know about it, but I don't know about
secret.
It yet.
Yeah.
You can tell us off there.
Okay. I'll tell you off the air.
Like, do you want to tell us about other things that you do that aren't secret? Other bands that you...
Musically, I'm on the DL right now. Word? I did buy a microcord though, so maybe I'll make something with that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Sick. Respectable. Absolutely. Well, thank you so
much. youtube.com/greenrob on GreenRob on Instagram and TikTok too.
TikTok. I gotta check that out.
Yeah. I'm gonna be doing 1 minute game reviews and stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I respect that.
That is actually really cool. That's a good idea.
This is more.
Ray, you have anything to plug?
Me and Darnell listen to the test presses of God's Plan, and it's getting pressed.
It's good.
Hell yeah.
No issues. Awesome.
I can't believe it. So, if you bought half a vinyl, you owe me $10, and you'll get it soon.
Can we get a hell yeah for that?
Hell yeah.
It's not on the sound effect board. I'll add it later.
All right.
Hell yeah, brother.
We never had that one before.
Wow. Well, that's it. RaymondStrife.com.
Is your clothing store still
up? Still up. Be up for 2 more days. Cool. You go to RaymondStrife.com, click the Pizza Hustle link, and you can buy some cool clothes for summer.
Almost done with these new phone calls. I got too many calls. I got to eliminate some of them. So
yeah, I know. You have like 50 calls.
Some of them aren't going to make the cut. I got to cut some of them out. So
we got phone calls. We got video game videos, and we got albums. Come on down.
How about you?
Listen to my podcast. Thanks.
Tune in next week when the aging punks complain. Are we good?
I thought we were going to say it all
together.
Maybe next time.
When the aging punks complain.
Bye.
Blah, blah, blah. Punks out.
The Aging Punks Complain is recorded at Sketchisms Media Studios and produced by me, Eric Backman. The theme song, The Aging Punk Complains, was written by Raymond Strife and Il Omega. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Aging Punks Complain. And if you like the show, leave a review and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.